5:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Tuesday afternoon, and the weather throughout Central Virginia is just doing some real damage. Yeah, you just be aware of that. I'm not quite sure how bad it is where you are. Hanover, we've had some real major downpours and some strong wind and stuff like that. We continue to hear about the presidential choices, right? The presidential choices are locked in, or are they? You know, this is the weird thing with this Kamala Harris thing. Kamala Harris has never actually gotten a single solitary vote in a primary or a caucus. And if you look at her political life such as it is, she hasn't really done very much, but she's not Joe Biden. And that seems to be all that the Democrats were hoping for. All right, so she's not Joe Biden, and it may or may not be something that that works for them. I certainly hope not. But who is she going to pick for vice president on their side? That's another thing that just seems to be completely and totally up in the air. There don't seem to be any rules in place. Nobody, I repeat, nobody seems to have a flippant idea how this may or may not work. But you will notice that the usual suspects have already closed ranks. They are doing everything humanly possible to tell you, if you ask a question of Kamala Harris or you criticize Kamala Harris, that you must be a misogynist or a racist. You obviously hate women, or you hate black people. It's offensive, it's insulting, but it may very well be effective. Let's take a look as an example, the J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance, senator from Ohio, wrote Hillbilly Elegy, and I will remind you that by all accounts, the book is much better than the movie. I've read the book, I haven't seen the Netflix flick yet, but I'm gonna try and check that out. I guess 1,000 years ago, he said something about women who didn't have children. Oh, my God, they're like the childless cat ladies. All right. I want you to take a listen to how that has taken on a life of its own. Cut number two.
Here in the U.S., there are new signs of strength for the Kamala Harris presidential campaign, including new poll numbers and a growing financial haul. Meanwhile, former President Donald Trump is turning up the heat on her with a series of personal attacks.
The Harris campaign says it brought in $200 million in the first week of her candidacy. That is a record. It's also touting more than 170,000 new volunteers. Now, the campaign says that this is a sign of pent-up interest in the race, as the party converges around a new message about the Republican nominees, arguing they're weird.
Vice President Kamala Harris didn't just rake in campaign cash this weekend. She also experienced a polling surge. Trump tested out a series of new personal attacks this weekend.
I think he's saying, get out there, make sure this election matters, because if you don't, the next 4 years, we may not have a real election if the Democrats give illegal aliens the right to vote.
It's important to note the Democrats have not suggested that undocumented migrants should get the right to vote anytime in the next 4 years. Democrats went after Vance all weekend, actually, for his past claim that childless cat ladies run the Democratic Party.
And this is an entirely different campaign. It's only been a week since President Biden dropped out of the race, and now Vice President Kamala Harris hoping to seize on that new momentum from Democrats.
Donald Trump's running mate, Senator J.D. Vance, facing backlash for these comments he made 3 years ago, disparaging Harris and other Democrats for not having children.
We're effectively run in this country via the Democrats, via our corporate oligarchs, by a bunch of childless cat ladies who are miserable at their own lives and the choices that they've made.
After surviving an attempted assassination, former President Trump says he's now backing away from his calls to tone down the rhetoric. Trump, who also spoke to a conservative Christian event this weekend, told the crowd they won't have to vote in the Harris campaign, saying democracy is under assault by Donald Trump.
Donald Trump starting to sharpen his attacks against his new rival, Vice President Kamala Harris, mocking her laugh, mispronouncing her name, calling her unhinged and extreme.
Okay, so J.D. Vance is talking about folks whose lives are miserable, and he talks about the childless cat ladies whose lives are miserable. Now, coming out from nowhere is Jennifer Aniston to say, oh my gosh, I'm one of those women who is childless. Jennifer Aniston apparently has had all sorts of issues, medical issues, in terms of fertility. Well, my heart goes out to her. If in fact she is interested in being a mother and she's having difficulty doing that, of course. I mean, we're all decent people, I think. And I think that J.D. Vance is one of these guys who has phrases that he turns. And they are interesting and they are colorful, but they certainly are not anything that would undermine his ability to be vice president, are they? Take a look at some of the people who are in charge. Take a look at people who have decided they are going to micromanage every single solitary part of your life, but they themselves seem to have rather empty lives. That's what he's talking about here. Now, there may be any number of childless cat ladies who are really outraged by it. Okay, I get it. But for the rest of us, is there anything to be outraged by? We live in a world where these folks who are politicians are on stage all the time. And every single one of them, left, right, and center, is looking for some phrase that pays. They are looking for something that is going to be front and center during the next news cycle. And please make no mistakes. This stuff is all, it's all worked out, man. You look at it and you realize, okay, well, so-and-so was going to deliver that line. I mean, even go back to the Donald Trump-Joe Biden debate from a couple of weeks ago. Joe Biden was pathetic. Of course he was. But he also managed to spit out a couple of phrases, sort of. I mean, he mangled them because it's Joe Biden, right? But he did throw out a couple of phrases, a couple of lines that were clearly pre-written. Gang, this stuff happens all the time. And it's getting some attention now, again, because it's colorful. There's not a lot of news. And there's a lot of distraction when it comes to Kamala Harris, keeping the focus off of her, keeping the focus off of her extreme left-wing ideas, trying to keep the focus off the fact that Kamala Harris and everybody else in that administration knew exactly how bad Joe Biden's condition was and chose to mislead the American people. This is all a matter of distraction. Mark Penn is a Democrat Party pollster, and he actually is part of the Fox News roundup. He had a couple of things to say about Kamala Harris. Let's take a listen to that, Jerm. It's cut number three.
Point of view, Mark, what do they need to do? Obviously, you couldn't have scripted a better launch than she's had with very little media scrutiny. There will be times that, to James Carville's point, that it comes. How do they deal with this?
Well, look, the best Democratic path here is she's within a couple of points. They got the convention. Conventions are usually worth a couple of points. Got a week of unimpeded message here. She's going to, I think, rally women, consolidate blacks, get young people back, and not answer any questions about anything, if possible, in the last 100 days. Because that worked for Joe Biden, and it would work for her, too.
But a debate, she'd have to answer some questions.
Maybe there'll be a debate. There aren't going to be three. And can Donald Trump pin her down the way that he was able to deal with Joe Biden? Well, she's gotten a lot more sophisticated, if you saw her recent appearances, than she was a couple of years ago when she started.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I don't know that I would say she's gotten more sophisticated. I think she's got some tired old lines she throws into everything. I think that she is capable of making any sentence into a word salad. And the only thing is that Mark Penn is right. There are not going to be three debates. Maybe we'll get one, maybe we'll get two, but they're not going to get three. And Kamala Harris is going to get all sorts of protection from the legacy news media. You're seeing it already. You're seeing news operations go back and rewrite stories from 3-4 years ago where Joe Biden put her in charge of the border. And there was no question about that. He said it. We all heard him say it. We all watched him say it. We all read the reports of it. And now, are you kidding me? Now, all of a sudden, it's like it didn't happen. In fact, you and I are being told, hey, don't believe your lying eyes. Believe what we're telling you. And you and I are thinking, but wait, I saw it. I listened to it. I read it. Can't find it now. Scrub-a-dub-dub. Same thing with the attempt on Donald Trump's life. That autocomplete feature yesterday was missing. Now, I don't know if it's back today. I got to confess that I have not gone online to type in the terms today. Maybe it is back. I hope it is. But yesterday it was absolutely gone. So there are active movements to rewrite what has already happened, to rewrite history, and to get you to focus elsewhere. I should tell you that one of the top advisors to Joe Biden, woman by the name of Anita Dunn, she's a longtime Obamatan. She was responsible, we're told, for prepping Joe Biden for that disastrous debate against Donald Trump a few weeks ago. Well, she has now left the White House, and she's going to work for the Harris effort. She'll be part of a super PAC that is supporting Kamala Harris. I would certainly hope that she will be preparing Kamala Harris in exactly the same way she prepared Joe Biden for the debate, because that went pretty well as far as I'm concerned. But will they be able to take attention away? Even Lester Holt, who is not exactly a member of the vast right-wing conspiracy, even he asked her questions that she did not want to answer. I mentioned to you earlier that there's an analysis out that says Kamala Harris, throughout her public life, has had a 90% staff turnover. 90%. 10 people go in to work for her, 9 of them leave. Now that says something. It says a lot, and it's pretty doggone ugly what it says. But she is, by all accounts, a very impolite, unprofessional person. I don't know if those are the issues, though, that you can win on if you're running against her. Yes, they seem to be true. But it seems to me, as Dr. Peter Navarro said earlier today, that we have legitimate issues. We have the border. We have the economy. We have the fact that the United States is not respected anywhere in the world anymore. We have the fact that the Biden-Harris administration has destroyed this economy and has made the United States of America a laughingstock around the world. I do think we ought to be talking about that. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., I've got a sneaking suspicion that my friend John Reed, who has now returned from his latest adventure, will be talking about that. Please make sure you are joining John starting at 6. It is 548, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.